Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
I honestly grow insecure as I get older. Cause even when you hot, there comes a day when you get colder. Comes a day when you slower. Time is taking its toll. 45 on the back of the jersey upon your soul. I'm scared of letting go. I don't know what the future holds. My nightmares are having nightmares. I'm quite scared of what's right and fair. How I fare in eternity. Will I hear well done when he turned to me? Will I hear you care too much about all this stuff that really don't matter? You chase the wind and you want it. Got to the top of a 2-foot ladder. What's after? I can capture all this mess. My heart was after. Will I end up empty-handed when I stand before my master? Did I master the mathematics of a passive disaster? Adding my selfish ambition, all the while subtracting what matters.
Ain't no nights I can't sleep. Will I fall? Will I peek through the curtains all I see? Fingers pointed at me, and they watch, and they watch, and they watch, and they watch, and I'm wondering what they thinking, thinking about. Late nights I can't sleep, counting cash, counting cheese. Through the curtains all I see, fingers pointed right at me, and I'm watching, and I'm watching, and I'm wondering what they thinking, thinking about it all.
At high school we tried to act all tough. I remember a couple times I couldn't back that up. Like when I ran from them vatos, scuffing up my zapatos, scared of losing my hide. I was so embarrassed inside. If I could go back in time, I would stand and say something like, I ain't never scared, never scared, never scared. I'm lying, I'm scared of these thoughts in my head. I'm scared of possibly pushing people right over the ledge. When I say I pledge allegiance to the struggle, then I turn around and buckle under stress and under pressure. Below my dresser that could teach my pain a lesson, but I'd rather not address it. Address is in depression. I'm scared if I confess it that you gon' look at me like I'm something less, and I'm such a mess.
Celui qui a peur d'admettre ses craintes et celui qui ne pourra pas les surmonter. On trouve la liberté dans la confession et la liberté dans la reconnaissance.
And it just so happens I'm wrestling with my status. I'm trying to see me like he do, not focusing on his madness. They count me out on the counter, they fear and doubt. Keep a count of my wrongs, trying to keep me inside their house. Some just keep me around, gotta wonder what that's about. Yeah, they want to be politically correct, I suppose. But I'm comfortable in my skin while they just pretending they close. I'm scared of falling and failing in front of all of my foes. And I feel some friends are unfaithful, so I keep my small circle closed. I don't want no handouts or favors, no function, no favors. I'ma tell that truth till it kill me, and I'm chilling with my creator. Jesus, 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 Jesus to all of my haters. For the ones who think I forgot them and the ones who won't let me say it, I ain't getting no more.
その先に自由は存在し、恐怖は解き放たれる。
We're so pleased to have the covenant, and this is the best part of our action plan, is to reclaim the minds of our children. They went into the black homes now, the powers that be, and told us that you cannot discipline your children anymore, and if you discipline your children, you are going to jail. is this kind of thing they told us. Then they went into the public schools and took discipline out of there. So when we acted up in there, they put our boys, our black men, into something called special ed classes. And as you know, those special ed classes are nothing but holding cells until they can go to the state prison. But this is what they did. And then, the one thing that they knew, that if we can put them in prison, if we can have them convicted for a felony, then once they get out of prison, they cannot get a job because of that. They cannot get the job. And then if they happen to eke out and find a job, then they have to pay taxes on a job, yet they cannot vote, and I call that taxation without representation. That's what we're looking at. And if one of the things that we would learn to do, they did a grand thing when they took that discipline away from us, because when they made our parents afraid to discipline the children, then what happened? We found out that the teachers were afraid of the principals were scared of the superintendent was scared of the school board was scared of the parents, parents were scared of the children, and the children ain't scared of nobody.
Have a discussion. Let's talk about something. Real talk radio. Ain't no funny. A church without walls. A hottest talk show. Real talk with the Dr. Davenport. Let's get it poppin'. He got me hopping. Who you represent? Ain't no stopping. Come on, let's go. I'm in the zone. Can't get enough. Turn it
real
out.
Talk with Dr. Davenport.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, yet children of all ages, welcome to the most exciting 60 Minutes in Kingdom Talk Radio. This is Live with Dr. D. I am him, along with, of course, my feeling unappreciated today co-host, Rook City. Good morning, Rook. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? How are you doing today, Doc? Let's get you out the way
first. I'm doing well. I'm doing well, sir. Doing just fine.
All right,
now we got it out of the way. Now we got that out of the way. Rook, today's Real Talk topic is dealing with the recent controversy that the failed a Chicago school district that had initially told a transgender student that they could not have full access to the locker rooms where other children were. And so our Real Talk topic is, how do you feel about having your child change in a locker room with a fully functioning teenage transgender student? The switchboard is lit up already, and so we're going to open the phone lines here in just a few moments at 516-387-1299, 516-387-1299. Commentary is already coming in over our Live with Dr. D Facebook page as we promoted this show socially on social media. Let me read the article, and actually this is coming from the clickondetroit.com site. Thank my good friend, yeah, Grandin, for bringing this to my attention. He posted it on his stat on Facebook yesterday, and it got my attention. Here it is. Illinois transgender student wins case. Quote, all students deserve the opportunity to participate in school programs. This is a basic civil right. This article is authored by Ed Fine and John Newsom from CNN.com. All right, here we go. A Chicago area district violated anti-discrimination laws by denying a transgender student full access to the girls' locker room, federal authorities said. The latest inquiry to side with students who feel discriminated against by school policies. The finding against Township High School District 211 concerns only one of the numerous complaints of discrimination made by transgender students. In 2013, a Colorado court was the first to clearly rule that transgender people must be treated equally. The family of a transgender first grader went to court after their school district stopped allowing their daughter to use the girls' restroom because she was born a boy. The ruling said such bans create a hostile, intimidating, or offensive environment. That same year, California became the first state to allow transgender students to choose which bathrooms and locker rooms to use. The federal government has followed suit. Last year, the Obama administration announced that transgender people are protected from discrimination under the Civil Rights Act. But the report announced Monday by the Department of Education might highlight how thin the line is that schools must follow. Like other districts faced with this dilemma, the district tried to find a negotiated solution by putting up privacy curtains in the girls' locker room. Similar arrangements have kept schools from running afoul of anti-discrimination violations. At Township High School District 211, Rook, however, the line between accommodation and discrimination came down to this: whether the student would be able to choose to use the privacy curtains or whether the school could force her to do so. The use of curtains might be okay, but the school can't have a policy that singles out this student for mandatory use of the privacy curtains, the Department of Education report states. Quote, all students deserve the opportunity to participate equally in school programs and activities. This is a basic civil right, end quote. Assistant U.S. Secretary of Civil Rights Catherine Lamont said in a statement, the student who hasn't been publicly identified participates on a girls' sports team, but has been required to change and shower separately from her classmates and teammates. At public schools, the trend has been one of accommodation for students with different needs. Everything from wheelchair ramps to individual education programs, said Maria Kinsling, Executive Director of the National Center for Transgender Equality. Accommodating transgender students is not only the right thing to do, but an easy thing to do, she said. So, Rook, our Real Talk topic of the day, how do you feel about your child using the same locker room with a fully functioning transgender child? 516-387-1299 is the... And I stopped reading the article. That was the gist of it. 516-387-1299 is the call-in number if you want to give a commentary on this particular topic. Rook, my friend, what do you think?
They deserve their own bathrooms, Doc. When you go, like, to the sports arenas, they have unisex bathrooms for both. And I feel like they should have that in the schools, too.
Who's going to pay for that?
I mean, you won't have to pay for it. You just change it over. Make a janitor's room or a bathroom.
You do understand that unless there is a school operating with just enormous extra space, creating another bathroom is not as easy as saying, let's make another bathroom. And if they're going to take away or they're going to take away one that's currently used, that means somebody's going to lose a restroom. So now here's a parent saying, I don't think it's fair. Well, my child has a class on the second floor, but now my child has to go to the third floor or the first floor to use the restroom because you've taken away this restroom from her use or his use and made it for transgender kids.
I'm like, well, where are you going to the bathroom now? Well, I know it's got to be uncomfortable in the restroom. Someone has to be uncomfortable.
And since somebody has to be uncomfortable. Well, and that's the thing. It is about coming down to a compromise to some degree, and that's why we're talking about it. We're going to Detroit. The last four digits of your number are 4570. 4570. Good morning. You're now live on the air with Dr. D, Rook City.
Good morning, Doc. It's the Prophet.
Good morning, Prophet.
It's a sticky situation.
Hopefully not. But I get you. No pun intended, right? I'm sorry, man. Go ahead. Sorry. Too early. What you got? What's your opinion, Doc?
What's the difference in my daughter having showers after practice and on the team is the homosexual? That's a girl.
Well, one of the big differences is, of course, that takes physical contact. But a transgender student, if you got a high school, let's say your daughter's in high school. Okay, she's now showering with a transgender male, which means that this is a high school male in the shower, in the locker room, but he identifies with being a female. But he was born a male.
Yeah, you know, if so, he's trans,
you know,
I'm just assuming it'll be the genitals. And if he got what she got, I mean, I'm not agreeing with Bruce Brenner, you know, I'm going to change myself to a girl and still like girls. That's crazy. Although teenagers might do it. I don't know. I didn't realize there were so many transgender teens. I want to move my child to the moon right now. But, I mean, it's the world we live in. It's not an easy thing, but white people didn't want to share the bathroom with black people.
So you don't have a problem with your teenage daughter looking at the penis of a transgender student that was born a male?
If I had my way, I would be like, Rook, they need their own bathroom. But that's not – how feasible is it? I mean –
So my question would be this, right? Wouldn't it, like, apply to, like, how many transgender students you have? If you got, a large amount of them, shouldn't they have their own bathroom? It's half the school. The school bathrooms are for the students because the staff have their own bathroom. So if half the students in there are cross-dressing and transgender, then shouldn't they have their own restroom? Because the school is for them.
That makes sense. Well, no, the school's for everybody. But, you know, I'm just
so playing
advocate.
Anybody, though, is what I'm seeing.
Now, okay, but what if you only have one? What if you just have one? What if there's one student? All it takes is one.
Well, you know what?
You know, you're not going to invest.
But you got to invest because he's part of that population of the school. That school money that comes in for them students don't single out that one student. So that one student should get treated just like the rest of the students. If he got to have, like, a special need, then he has a special need.
You don't mind your daughter like an ex-prophet. And I'm not really trying to push you in a direction where you're going to take some other callers because the board is lit up. But I just want to be clear on your answer. You don't mind your daughter going to high school, going to middle school, playing on the sports team, and in the process of her getting her hygiene together after practice, looking over and seeing a designed male, a boy with a penis, washing up, showering. You don't have a problem with that.
That's why I say they deserve their own.
I don't know where you saw
me and my daughter being in the same area with this person. If I'm saying they need their own space,
that's what this is.
If you have
what we're
a special needs class. You have a special needs class. They got, like you said, wheelchairs and all kind of ramps built for these students to get up the stairs and stuff. Well, what's wrong with making a bathroom? You can build a ramp.
Okay.
I know you can build a bathroom.
So are they supposed to not shower until the bathroom is completed? Let's say the school's going to build one. It has to be constructed.
transform.
You have to deconstruct it. You know.
Transform. You can make that one. You can make one stall in that restroom for that person. Because they have a stall in the bathroom for the handicapped person.
Long as you don't mind that, you know, when they come out the stall and go in the stall, your daughter going to see it.
How are they going to see it, Doc?
They can't teleport.
You stuck
this
on
this ain't Star Trek.
I don't see how you're going
to
see it.
You don't play sports. We're going back to Detroit, 6225.
I've never played sports.
Not being realistic today.
6225. I don't get it.
I don't see how. How can they not see it? They have to change before they shower. They're going to shower. Brother Ansel, good morning. Brother Ansel, let me finish back on my point. They got to change out of their uniforms before they get in the shower. There's going to be a space, whether it's 2 feet or a foot, from the locker where the dry clothes are going to be to getting in the shower. They're going to walk from the shower back to that place and then get dressed again. You don't think the possibility of I seeing what I see is there? Are you being for real? Fernando, you're live on the air before we'll take my head off.
Oh, it's coming.
Well, good morning. Good morning. How you doing, Brother Brooks, this morning? How you doing? Bishop, how you feeling, my friend?
How you doing, Angelo?
I'm doing good, brothers. I heard the topic and everything, and I just want to say that, you know, if I had a daughter, would it be a problem with me and my daughter taking, you know, going to the bathroom, taking a shower, and there's a fellow who was born as a male, but then now he's a woman, whatever, and would that be a problem for me? Since I'm honestly, yes, that would be a problem for me because, one, I don't want my daughter taking no shower with some other person in there who has the same thing that I do. I don't know if that dude is going to use it against her or not. And I don't have time or game for that. And so my thing is this, you know, I think that, you know, the school is for everybody, for all the students. So I believe that he should take his shower first, or she, whatever it is that you want to call him or whatever. He should take his shower first, or whatever hygiene he got, he should clean himself up first. Then he should be able to leave out the bathroom and then let somebody else use the bathroom and clean themselves. I'll be safer seeing my daughter taking her shower whenever that, whatever it is, transition, whatever, you know, get done doing what they're doing. But being in the same bathroom with each other, taking a shower, I ain't having that, bro. I'm sorry. No.
Appreciate it. Thank you for your comment, your opinion. All right.
I guess everybody just walking around this locker room fully exposed, like people don't put towels on when they're around other people. I guess we're not looking at the fact that I don't play sports, so I don't know that people dress in towels when they're in the locker room. Okay, I don't see that. But we just walk around fully nude in front of everybody, and this guy that everybody knows is a guy because we can tell that he's a guy is going to be in a locker room with a bunch of girls that they're calling their teammate, knowing that he's a he and supposed to be a she. We don't see that. Okay, we're lost to the fact that it's a transgender. We both all know that it's a male in the shower, being a male in the shower with a bunch of females. We're not looking at he's a transgender and looking at himself as being a woman. I don't see where we're getting stuck at the point of he's walking around with his thing out in the shower with your daughter. He's not being looked at as a girl. He's not. He's a girl.
I think you confuse yourself. It's not about what he – I want to make sure that I'm clear. It's not about what this transgender student will attempt to do. For me, that's not my point. Because if he identifies with a girl, okay, then let's really look at it. If he identifies himself as female, and if somewhere in his mind he's a heterosexual female, I don't know if that's possible, which means that he likes boys and not girls being transgender, then I'm not saying necessarily that I'm worried about the assault that he may try to impose. However, I am concerned about what my daughter will see before her wedding day, before it's time.
Okay, so
this
my
image
question
alone.
So I fall back to this view. You worry about what your daughter's going to see. I have a daughter, so I can understand what you're saying when you worry about what your daughter's going to see. I get that. But are you not worried about your daughter seeing that an actual boy playing on a girl's team. That's nothing wrong with that, huh? That's cool.
But that's not the issue. Of course. The whole thing is ridiculous. You know, the whole thing is ridiculous. I got stuff for
don't
that, too. So I know
unfair.
You're going with that.
Don't that kind of make it unfair? You know, even letting this person be on the team kind of sort of. This is a girl's team, but it's a male portraying a girl on the team. It just don't
identify with a girl, yeah. Well, you know, good morning. We're bringing Elder Michelle on. Good morning, Elder from Detroit. But Rook, here's the thing. This is all about what society deems as discrimination. That is the door. That's the Pandora's box that we have opened.
It's not discrimination when the boys' basketball team as well. It's not saying you can't support. You just can't play on the girls' team if you're.
That's discrimination.
How?
That's why this article, and that's why we're doing this show. That is what they're telling us. We're telling us, and that's why I played the clip again. LG, you have to jump in. That's why I played the clip from yesterday again, because this thing has been so knocked out of whack that the powers that be are basically telling the kid they can do what they want to do. You see, it wouldn't make sense when we were growing up for a female to not play on a boy's team. It used to be where we didn't want them to get hurt. But now we live in a world where if she says she want to play on the boys' team, then she should be allowed to do that because anything goes. Elder, good morning. I tried to bring you in full time. You got to jump in. This is like double dutch. You got to jump in.
It is. Well, good morning, Bishop, and good morning to you. You know, my this is how I feel. I feel that, you know. I played basketball as a teenager in school. And we go in our locker room. We do walk around. I mean, we girls.
Yeah.
We don't have on no towel, anything like that. We go in the locker room with our clothes on. We take them off. We go get in the shower without a towel. We take our towel with us. And once we get out the shower, we cover up and we dry off. But we're not necessarily completely covered. You know what I'm saying? And so I absolutely, positively don't want my child in there. And it's not that I'm being discriminative. It's the fact that I don't want her to see that. I'm trying to push purity on my grandchildren right now today. And no, I cannot say that one day she may not, you know, be out dating and decide to, you know, indulge. That's something that just happens. It's natural. But for her to be in the locker room and watch this young man coming in, walking around, swinging and swinging, absolutely not. And I understand that that is his position, that he wants to, he feels like he's a woman and not a girl or whatever. That's on him. But why would I have to subject my children to that kind of behavior? As the young man said before, why not allow him to take his shower before anybody else goes in there and then allow everybody else to go into the shower? We're not discriminating. We're just trying to keep certain things from happening. I mean, it's the same thing with if it was a woman who wants to be charged to a man. It's the same difference. You gonna let her go in the men's locker room and take a shower with the men, and what's gonna happen? I'm gonna say what may happen or may not happen. The bottom line is that, you know, we got it twisted as far as discrimination, what is and what isn't. We got to twist it as far as what's right and what's wrong. That is absolutely out of order when it comes to the laws, comes to God. How is this person going to stand before God one day? What are you going to say? God, you know, you made me a man, but I was a woman. So I switched over.
Well, now that's a whole other show now. That's a whole other show.
That's an
evangelist in you. Amen.
Don't
apologize. No, don't.
Jesus. I'm hot now. I'm hot today. I ain't never been hot before. I'm hot today. Today is a hot day for me. That's ridiculous. No, absolutely not. Positively, no. My child, when I take out of school, and I'm homeschooler. How about that? Now, you can't stop me from doing that.
That's
Amen.
True.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Elder.
Yeah.
No, don't be sorry. It's not that I personally, I don't disagree with you, but I want to get to some of these callers. Well, that's a whole other. Don't steal my show for tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Amen. bless you. Taking my show for tomorrow. All right, going back to Detroit, Rook. Last four digits of the number 7294. You're live on the air, Dr. D, Rook City. Who's this?
Hello, this is Marjani. Hi, Dr. D. Hi, Rook.
Two times in a row. Today? Praise the Lord. All right. Now, listen, I'm glad that you called in because I used to, but you currently work in the school system. So
I do.
What is your take
on
this?
And we currently have a transgender student at our school.
So how does it work?
So for bathroom-wise, we had to get a personal bathroom. We had an extra room upstairs. It used to be an office space, but it had a bathroom in it, and we allow that student, they have their key that they use, and they go into that bathroom, and only them, because there was, as I say, it's a thin line. They didn't really want to use the boys' bathroom, but when they didn't necessarily want to use the girls' bathroom because they didn't want to have to deal with the girls teasing them, et cetera, et cetera. So that's when we decided, okay, well, we need, you know, some type of middle ground. So we found a place for them. Now, as far as locker rooms go, they don't play a sport. But if they did play a sport, then it would have to be the way our locker rooms are set up. We don't have curtains. All of the showers are just there. So you would be just naked in front of everybody.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't agree with them being in there, you know, with their thing just slanging like Elder Michelle said, you know, with my daughter. So we would probably have them go in before, or they would have to wait till after, not to single them out, but just to make them feel comfortable and to make everyone else feel comfortable. Because we also had an incident last year. We had a female who wanted to basically be a male. So we had to deal with that again, you know. But she, you know, you don't want her to go in the locker room with the guys because she was actually on the football team. You didn't want her to go in the locker room with the guys and ended up getting, you know, we got to worry about her getting raped. Not saying that, you know, guys would do that, that's something to think of. That's something to think about. So therefore, she had to go to the girls' locker room where she just had to wait till the guys came out or till the girls got done, whichever sport was going in, and she would go in to the locker room. So, I mean, it's a thin line when you think about that. You have to make everybody feel comfortable in situations like this. Everybody has to feel comfortable. We as staff members have to feel comfortable and make sure that every student is safe and every parent is safe with what's going on. So now we also have to talk to the parents and let them know, hey, we have this person on our team. You need to be aware or whatever, but we're handling a situation like this. All of that has to happen.
I want to make sure I heard you right. So there's a student that you deal with every day, and they have their own bathroom with a key and everything.
Yep.
How would that not, and this is not directly at you, but I'm looking at how that not in itself a liability. This person gets to go into their own bathroom. You said it's an office, so they get to shut the door to the office and then go in the bathroom. If nobody's monitoring that room, I could see if somebody had to let them in, you know. I'm worrying about them having skip parties in there and, you know.
Oh, no. We have right where their bathroom is, there's a culture agent that's posted right at that end of the hallway. So it's never any time where anybody is going in there with them because somebody is standing right there in the hallway all the time.
Okay.
And we call them culture angels now. They used to call them dean of students back in the day. So
culture agents?
They're called culture agents now. Because there are there
C-U-L-T-U-R-E, culture, like, you know, that
culture.
Is ridiculous.
They're called culture agents to watch over the culture of the school. That's why they've changed the name. So they're in charge of controlling the culture of the school, making sure that the students are behaving correctly, blah, blah, blah. So they've changed the name to culture agents.
They're going to change the name of security guards to now safety enhancers. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It happens.
I think, Thank you, Marjana. I appreciate the insight from that you gave, being on the ground in a school dealing with this situation. My information, my feelings come from 10 years ago. So thank you so much. I really appreciate you chiming in.
No problem.
I really do. Thank you. 2 days in a row. Appreciate you. It's a hot topic issue. It really is, Rook. And my thing is, well, let me read this comment that was put on Facebook by Bishop Lamar McCray out of Detroit. He says, no, it is not okay for my daughter to be exposed to anyone who is equipped to have sex with her. There are reasons why you don't mix penises with vaginas. Let's keep it that way. That was a direct quote on Facebook. And it's pretty simple. As I tried to say earlier, in my humble opinion, this is how we lose the farm. We start making allowances for anything and everything. And I'm pretty sure that there were some people, Rook, back in the day, who felt that you started giving black folk the right to vote, that they were going to lose the farm as well. So I get it. I get the need for change and acceptance, but liability, Doc, is something that we can't overlook, you know? So if you got your comment on it, feel free to call in 516-387-1299, 516-387-1299. I'm going to play this song because it's funny to me, but we'll be back after this.
Now will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? Yes. If I told you what I really
on your line.
Live in the studio again, live with Dr. D. It is me. He is Rook City. Thank you for staying with us on the last quarter of the show. I had to get those songs, our little Rick James, You and I, and then, of course, a little Shekinah Glory with Yes. That Yes song was hopefully with the Prairies team have their ears on tonight, Doc, and we can get a little of that tonight during our one of the night worship, which I'm looking forward to. And we may just stream tonight online for my new worship facility. I'm excited about that thing. But, Rook, we were talking about discrimination as a whole, the ruling by the Department of Education telling a Chicago school district that they were in violation of discrimination practices by forcing a transgender student to shower separately. And so that's what we've been talking about. We're still taking your calls, 516-387-1299. And Rook, what were you going to say?
I'm still lost on the whole little boy on a girl basketball, girl on a football. Just the opposite sex playing on the opposite team. It's just I don't agree with that, Doc. I don't understand how that's even found fair to where it's possible to be on a team like that. I just don't get it. If it's an opposite sport team, if you want to be a girl and you're a boy, you got to play on a boys' basketball team. Because on the court, I mean, you dressed in the same uniform everybody else got on, so it don't really matter what you think you are. You still look like the rest of us. I just don't see how it's fair. Because you can't be a girl, a boy on a girl's basketball team, and you got facial hair. It's just something that's going to stand out, you know? You got a full beard. But you're a girl on a girl basketball team. No, the shower part shouldn't even occur. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't even be something to be talked about. You can eliminate all this.
Let me say this, Doc. I hear you, and I'm agree with you. See, I knew we were in trouble. We're going back to the callers. I knew we were in trouble when I was very little. And going to church, I saw that the men had to take their hats off, but the women didn't have to.
It's funny you say that, right? Because I was sitting in church Sunday and seeing dudes with their hat on. And I kept looking at them like, they got their hats on during service.
No,
and it
that
wasn't
shouldn't
a,
be.
Oh, the dress hats. It was baseball caps, actually.
I know some churches have gotten to the point that I guess I'm going to be discriminating against hat wear when they come to mail in MC, and that's fine. But then I'm going to go a little further because then as I grew up, I saw that girls can wear boy clothes, but boys can wear girls' clothes. That you know, these are embedded things that were in our culture. You know, even growing up, you know, and watch, there are a lot of brothers that find it attractive. They see a sister dressed like him, as opposed to dressing the dress, you know. But Elder,
yeah,
I see you call back in, Elder. Go ahead.
I just have one question. You know, Whoops just had a tantrum, right? He just had a tantrum. He did. He just had a tantrum. Now, he had a tantrum because he cannot absolutely positively stand some a girl on the football team and a boy, you know, playing on dance, let's say that, or with the girl team or whatever, as a cheerleader. But you can see the transgender in the bathroom with your daughter. Come on,
Rook.
Wow.
No, I can't. Because
okay.
It shouldn't even get to that point. It can't even get to that. It shouldn't even get to that point.
Okay. I got you.
Girls team. If you're a boy, you're on the boys team. After the game over, if you want to dress like a girl and be a girl, fine. But as you're on this team, you're what we are. We are all boys on this team. I'm going to talk to you as a boy like the rest of the team because you're a boy. Like I say, after the game, you can be whatever you want to be, but you're on a boys team.
Amen. Amen. I just wanted to make sure that we were still on the same page. I'm trying to say, wait a minute, hold up. How in the world? No, and you're right. You know, I just thought that was crazy. Because even if the girl thinks she a boy, I don't want her in the locker room with my daughter either. For real. I don't want her in there either. Because I just don't feel like my daughter going to be safe. She just will not be safe in there with all these different kind of stuff. And I thank the young lady who came forward after I did and said that they have their own private bathroom. See, that's what I'm saying. Everybody should be comfortable. That's what you want your kid to be, then that's on
but
you and your kid. Don't subject
Elder,
everybody else to that.
That's the problem. That's the problem. Everybody can't be comfortable. You know. That would be an easy fix. That would be an easy fix. But it is a pathway to chaos. Because if we develop a methodology of making everybody comfortable, then sooner or later your comfortability is going to overtake mine. Because now you have your seat. Fine. But now you to be comfortable, you don't need anybody. You don't want anybody sitting behind you. So the seat behind you has to be empty. So now you have to get another desk to put in the room. So nobody, then you decide on third that you want nobody sitting to your left or to your right. Oh, now you don't want nobody sitting. Now you're in the room by yourself. Now you want your own private teacher. That is. It sounds crazy, but if we can't see that this is where that's going, then we're blind. You know, here's another side. We're looking at the male that identifies with a female with the male organs, okay, playing with girls. Let's take them a little smaller. How about when you got the PAL league, the little peewee league, and you got an all-girls team, and then you got your son. There's a male out there who identifies, a transgender male that identifies with a female that wants to play on a female team, and so he's built denser because the little boy is stronger. And so he really bunting everywhere because he can't swing. But he's just running through everybody because they're little girls. He's a little bit bigger than they are. Well, I guess she's politically correct. You boys address them as what they identify with. Okay. So everybody can't be comfortable. Let's small little thing about the males wearing hats in church. You know. Somebody's going to say, and has been said, why can't I, as a man, wear my hat in church, but she can wear her hat in church?
Right.
And the only thing we have is culture, you know. We will try to pull off the obscure situation in the Bible where the women were told to cover their hair because the angels at that time was coming down and having sex with the women, with the daughters of men. and so to confuse the angels, and that's where it came from. It is Dr. D for a reason. That's where it came from, you know. That's why they cover their hairs now. That's why. But no, Elder, and I know you were just saying, and I'm not, of course, and I'm not attacking you, but
of course,
that is where my great sister Rook. That's where we are, because now you can say discrimination, and then we have to change everything. You know,
right?
I got my own bathroom.
I
need my own floor.
Right. I just don't think that none of it should be going on. Honestly, if you ask me, as far as I'm concerned, women are women, men are men. God made two species. He made a woman and he made a man. He didn't make nothing in between. He's not a God of confusion. And this is absolutely confusion. And you're right. Everybody will not be happy. Everybody will not be, everybody just can't, it just ain't going to work. But since they're trying to put it on us like that, we don't have any other choice but to try to make it work, I guess. And for me, if I had to just make it work, if I find myself in that situation, I'm going to tell you right now, I am a teacher. My children, my grandkids, my kids are all grown. I have my grandchildren that I'm raising now. They will all be homeschooled, trust me. Period. I could stop all of that. Homeschooling. There you go. That's how we do that.
Elder, appreciate you as always.
Amen.
God bless you. All right. Rook, I agree, man. It shouldn't have got that far, but guess what? Started from somewhere, now we're here. Huh? Say again.
I guess they'll be playing for the home team, huh?
Well, I want to take this opportunity to thank you all for commenting and listening. And again, you got to argue both sides, you know. I just heard this phrase, and it keeps playing in my mind. If you give a mouse a cookie, he'll want a glass of milk. You know, here's one for the spiritual set. If you let the devil ride, he's still going to want to drive. Some things need to be cut, stop from the beginning. I thought somebody would take an issue when I read the article. It stated one case where the first grader was transgender. The first grader. Really?
Yeah, you allow that in your house?
The first grader. I didn't hear you, Rook.
So, yeah, the adult in the house allowed that? That's a kid still, man.
That's a child.
You don't make those kind of decisions.
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. I mean, if anything, you identify what you are, because at that age, you know, if you're a boy, girl, it's just icky. I don't remember that. Look at them. You know, you threw a can of corn in somebody's head because you wasn't into girls with opposite sex at that age. So you definitely weren't trying to identify with them. But things have changed. And who are we? We're just commentators, right? We're sitting on the dock of the bay watching the tide roll away. My friend, it is that time toward the end of another great show. Do what you do.
All right, Dr. D, as always, man, I enjoyed the show. Pretty much don't agree with what was going on because it's going on, you know what I'm saying? And I can't change it, me being myself, one person, but it is what it is. But today is Wednesday, Doc, and as I always say, don't let the chance slip by you. Go sit in somebody's Bible study, get a word today. He just don't work on Sundays. He works during the middle of the week, too. And until then, Doc, I'm out. Y'all be safe. I'll be blessed.
Godspeed is our prayer. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for calling in.